Welcome to What's Up in Jeju, where I visit places around the island and talk about what's happening with hashtag Daily K's host, Peter Bint.
It is going to be a good day because I'm already looking at the photo that's lined up for the first pick of the day, and I am sold 100% now on the topic, because this is not a food that you would associate either with Korea, and maybe in the past for sure, maybe it's different now, down in Jeju. So what is the theme of our culinary adventure? We're going to be exploring different restaurants across the island.
That's absolutely right. Now, before I really get into it, I just want to mention that across the board, Jeju Island's culinary scene as a whole here on the island is buzzing. That's because heaps of serious chefs from the big city of Seoul or Busan or where have you, they just decide to pack up and then move down to Jeju to pursue maybe their own dream of running their own joint on their own pace at their own terms. So, the food scene here is really various and interesting and new. And with that said, Peter, let me ask you this, and I think you've already answered, judging by how you reacted to the first picture. Are you a burger fan? Do you like burgers?
Well, this is a bit of a nuanced answer. When I was younger, not so much. Like, I would definitely go for chicken burgers over what I would term a proper burger, you know, if we're going to be strict about things. And it wasn't until I've lived in Korea and had some of the brands that have come in and some of the gourmet ones that I've really fallen in love. And now I would love it if I could have at least one burger a week, maybe more.
Oh, wow.
What about you?
A burger a week. That's quite often. I try to maybe like, I get a craving maybe like once a month maybe, but a burger a week, you know, maybe I could do that. I have to convince JY, but I could do that.
So we're going to be looking at hamburgers, like not a fusion Korean hamburger, maybe that will appear, but not like a traditional Korean thing. This is a good old-fashioned Western burger tour that we're doing today.
Right. I mean, as you said, there's a little bit of mix, a little bit of fusion, but there's callbacks to my own experience and also just American experience, too. And the thing is, like, you're asking, like, okay, Mark, why are you covering burgers? You could get burgers up in Seoul. You can get burgers anywhere, right? But what I've come to find after living here for a couple years is the burger game on Jeju Island is serious. I'm being completely honest here. I'll die on this island, metaphorically and maybe even literally. But I'd argue that some of these burgers here on this island are some of the best you'll find in the country as far as like gourmet or homemade burgers.
Excuse the deliberate pun, but are we saying there are beef between the burger joints?
Not between beef between the burger joints. I wouldn't say so. I think there's a mutual respect. Honestly, I think they're so busy that some of the owners, they're not even aware of the other ones. You know what I mean? Because they're just so like, you know what I mean? They just have to do their thing. So they're just worried about pumping out burgers. So I don't think there's even like a friendly competition going on. I think they're just so busy just trying to churn these burgers out. But again, it's just a nice departure. Up in Seoul is fine, but it's a great departure from your typical fast foods or even some of your better burger chains you'll find. You kind of know what you're getting from chains, but here, this is homemade stuff. It's good.
And it can be really different. So we're going over to three different restaurants. Where are we going first?
Now we're hitting three spots today, and I chose these joints because they stand out for their own reasons, but by no means are they the only three good burger spots. Just type it into a search engine, Jeju burgers, like you'll get a list and they're all delicious. And even after I was done my script, people were just like, we got to try here and here, places I haven't even heard of. But if we go ahead and show up map time, so I got three spots here, and we're heading to number one first, and that is on the western side.
Okay, pretty central western, the red burger on your map, and then we've got number two on the east side, and then back onto the west side for number three. Mm-hmm. So we got a photo from this joint. Can you describe it while the photo's on board?
Let's do it. So yes, we have, this is the first establishment. It was on the western side in Cheongsuri. And it's in a community center erected in 1987. And these are just your, you know, picturesque burgers. Just good-looking burgers. On the bottom is an avocado. On the top, I believe that's a BLT burger. And it's made with broche buns, which is really delicious. If you're familiar with that.
It's buttery.
Sweet and buttery. And it's a nice combination with the salty grease patty.
Yeah, and they've been in business for quite a while.
They've just recently celebrated their 8th anniversary. The building itself was made in 1987, as I said, as a former community center. But yeah, they just had their 8th anniversary last month.
Amazing. And so that avocado burger, is that a vegetarian one, or there is a patty under the tomato?
Oh, no, no way, brother. There's a patty underneath, you know. And also, you can see in the shot, there's a milkshake, fried onion rings. Yeah.
Yeah, we better not be messing around calling an avocado in a bun a burger. Yep. If we're doing that today, I'm leaving. Onion rings, the milkshake, it looks proper legit. That's amazing. Is there anything else that sets this apart?
What's really fun is it the music. The thing is, one of the owners, it's owned by two brothers with the surname Yang, and he was actually a pianist, a former pianist. Well, I guess once a pianist, always a pianist. But you can tell he really enjoys his music. So it'll be jazz, classical, and even what's really fun, like 80s Korean pop. You know, so that's always fun. Korean 80s and 90s Korean pop when you go in and listen.
It's got a nice little area outside. It's not in like a crowded high street or anything like this. Some exercise equipment out there as well. Maybe that would be perfect to work off the calories you've put on. It looked delicious, and it looked really hip and trendy as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been, I would say it's, you know, it's been there for 8 years. It's been in operation for 8 years, and they're probably one of the first as far as, like, really making a name for themselves as a burger joint on the island. And they have a constant flow of people, whether it be young, old, young couples, families. And as you said, the town is very cool, too. Right across the street, there's a really cute, like, vintage pottery shop as well. So, you know, even while you're waiting for your burger, you can just browse around and check out the shop and everything.
Did you do these three places in the same week, Mark? Are you now sick of burgers?
Oh, man. So, yeah, not just in the same week. Two, I did lunch and dinner. Dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. You really deserve to get paid for this.
I'm good for a while.
Yeah, because a burger, you're right, sometimes a once-a-month thing. For me, if you're really into them, once a week. But even eating them on consecutive days can be a little bit much, right? They can be quite heavy. We got lots of messages coming in. Steve says, I'm going to be having a Terry burger when I volunteer for the Cherry Blossom Festival in San Fran this weekend. I'm assuming maybe a teriyaki burger that might be. That sounds pretty good. Not maybe with beef, maybe with a chicken filling. What else do we have on here? Dragon saying, I'd eat the burger, but without the lettuce and pickles. I used to be a no veg in my burger guy, but as your taste palate matures, you need some fresh crisp crunch in there, otherwise it's just not the same for me. I apologize, Dragon. I believe you'll get there one day, young grasshopper. Josh says, fun fact, Shake Shack owner got his idea of a burger place from St. Louis, which is popular with smash burger diners. And that's what got me into the burger scene more when I came to Korea, is the smash burgers, right? Yep. We didn't really call them anything like that in the UK. You'd often get a big, thick, like quarter pounder kind of style.
Yes.
And that was just too much meat for me. But I love a good thin patty in bread and veg.
Yeah, the next two spots that we're going to talk about both use the smash burger method. So there we go.
I'm looking forward to that. So for you, Mark, you know, I've said there, I like a smash thin patty. Yeah. I don't like a double burger.
Okay.
I used to love a bacon double cheese from the King of Burger chain when I was younger. But now it's got to be one patty, lots of salad and onions, raw onions in there as well, and a nice buttery bun. For you, what's a perfect burger?
All right, so again, this is my opinion. People are getting pretty hot here on the chat thread, so I don't want to, you know. But again, you know, everybody's got the preference. When it comes to me and burgers, Peter, I'm just not a fancy guy, okay? Yes, beef is important, and yes, it's fun to have, like, freshly cut, minced red onion straight from the garden. That's all good and everything, but I just need, brother, I just need a burger that I can eat with my hands. You know what I mean? That I can cleanly bite down on with my hands. I gotta say, a lot of folks here, a lot of folks here in this country, you get that knife and fork, and that's sacrilege to me. You know? So, I mean, if you want to do it once down the middle, that's fine, okay? Mm-hmm. But again, you know, I just need the bun to soak up the juice and just, once again, I don't want it to, when I bite, I don't want things to like explode out everywhere. You know what I mean? That's just sad.
Yeah,
that's
that
sad
gets
to me.
So messy, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want to go too big with a burger, mm-hmm. right? That's not the point. And if it's too high, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Then you can't actually get your teeth around it.
Yep.
So the place we're going to next, this is an American Southern burger joint.
That's right, we're headed south. Well, south as in the southern part of the U.S. of A. It's a proper southern burger that is situated all the way on the east side. If you remember on the map time, that's the blue burger here, all the way east, even further out.
So we got a photo. It looks completely different, this burger offering.
Mm-hmm. That's right. On the top, you got a classic American beef burger, fresh veggies. That is coleslaw, homemade slaw right there on the left. You got fries and then homemade fries and ketchup. Now, on the bottom, you're going to like this, Peter. This is the Nashville hot chicken burger, homemade hot sauce. And I'm not a big chicken burger guy. I mean, I enjoy it, but that is an exceptional chicken sandwich right there. Homemade buns as well.
It looked amazing with like the gherkins on there, the pickles on there, and nothing else.
Yep,
and
dill pickle.
The chicken fried patty, almost like a chicken gas or a chicken schnitzel, was way bigger than the burger bun.
Oh.
But essentially, it doesn't look like it's too tall, so it can fit in your mouth. Like,
That's
it doesn't matter how big the circumference of the burger, as long as it doesn't burst out. Oh, I'm so excited. And the bun looked like floury, like old school bun kind
That's
of
right.
type.
That's right. And this is made by the incredible genius of Jessica Bennett and her husband, Shim Dong-sup. Now, Jessica hails from the town called Elizabethton in Tennessee, while Dong-sup is from Dongjin in Korea. So Jessica, she was initially an English teacher, and then she met Dong-sup, a.k.a. Hubby, and she had the dream of settling down in Jeju. And her husband, Hubby, he made it happen for her. He built the place that we're going to check out brick by brick. He made it himself. And it was the combination for her cure for homesickness was making her style burgers. And it was also her friends just egging her on, oh, you got to open up a spot. Go ahead and do it. And she's been in the industry before. But her and her husband, they finally decided to make it happen.
What a great story of making your dreams come true. I do fear, though, if you make your comfort food and it turns into a job and you're like eating it regularly, the leftovers, you might fall out of love with it. But it can't be easy starting definitely a food and beverage place in Korea because there's so much competition, even down in Jeju.
That's right. I mean, with Jessica, she was working as she was still teaching. So she would teach in the morning and then she would run to her shop to dish out burgers. She would wake up at 5 a.m. teaching and then serve. What's the thing is that Jessica's story really blew up when she was aired on Inganggukchang in 2021, so the really famous cooking show, and it covered her whole story, her and her husband's struggle and everything. And that was a blessing, but also it was a battle because, one, it was during the pandemic when it aired in 2021, so that's its own thing, but two, after it aired, she became so popular that people were just lining up, and it's just her and her husband just running the show. Now things have settled down a bit,
and they've got
their pace going. She said they found a pace that they work with, and even her sister, Jamie, made a documentary on that, 10x10, which is the name 10x10 comes from the space, 10x10 feet, you know? So it's really nice.
Oh, it's just a tiny, cozy little space.
Yeah, yeah. They did recently expand. Which is nice, more seating areas, but originally just 10 by 10.
Tell me the lowdown on the burger then. How was it?
Oh, I mean, you saw in the video, that's what I'm looking for. You know, you bite down, nothing spilling out. But you saw the amount of contents in the burger, didn't you? Right? But that's the beauty of it.
It didn't burst out.
Exactly, you know? I mean, underneath this, like, lovable gal, and she's just, like, you know, just living life and loving it, and you can tell that she puts her heart and love into the burger, her husband as well. But there's a science behind it. You can tell they were in the lab. They were making sure the ingredients fit just right on the bun. You can tell that they marry very nicely with the side dishes and everything. So, you know, don't let her cute and cozy demeanor fool you. She's brilliant.
Oh, she seemed it as well. And like being stubborn when you've got the right thing going, that's a good trait, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being inflexible or anything like that. So I don't want us to run out of time. In this third and final place, how's it different to the other burgers?
So Jessica's burgers are fantastic, but she is from a different part of the area of the States. I'm from the Northeast, this next spot. It just tastes like home to me. It is just the quintessential Northeast-style American diner-style burger. You know, it's just a burger, man. It's just a burger. Let's look at the photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have the photo, and it looks very much down to earth, yep. Very homely. You might even say a little bit underwhelming, but is that what we're talking about from Northeast USA?
But the thing is, when you bite into it, a proper chef suggested this place to me. And paper plates, American style diner, and its tagline is the home of the smash burger. So it could be, he did have a spot up in Seoul. So he also uses the smash burger. Method. He could have been one of the first. He's been up there for a while, and it's just this cozy spot in the northwest of the island. So yeah, really great.
Yeah, that smashed burger, if you're not familiar with the term, it's just when it's smashed down thin on the griddle, right? On the pan surface. Whereas when I was in the UK before I moved to Korea, mid-2000s, the whole trend was gourmet, thick, fat burgers that would be a bit medium rare in the middle. Those were good.
Yep.
But then there was this whole controversy about ground meat, beef, being medium rare, not being such a good thing because it's maybe been handled before being cooked. And so you should cook them through. The smash burgers, you don't need to worry about that at all. That's why I completely prefer them.
Yeah. Nang Hong-chol and singer-actor B, or better known as Rain in the West, they were from the Netflix show The Hungry and the Hairy, and they just stopped by this place. And No Hong-chol, he still comes back to the place to eat.
Oh, Jenga said, I heard smash burger and East Coast mentioned. I had to slide into the chat through that. Ray says the cheese really has to be American cheese. Please, no Korean sliced cheese. I'm curious about this because American cheese slices in the UK get a bad rap. Like, people in Europe are really, like, picky about their cheese. So we're like, that's not cheese.
Yeah.
Here in Korea, maybe it's the opposite, but I got the feeling that here in Korea, we had just for the longest time American cheese slices in that plastic wrap, which is not high quality, but it looked like that kind of cheese.
Yeah, you know, that's how, you know, love it or hate it, that's how I like my burger cheese. Whenever I'm serving burgers on the grill myself or making some patties, I need to have the prepackaged plastic, you know, American cheese. You know, it just won't be the same. Yeah, exactly.
If you've got some gourmet like blue cheese,
that's
fine.
Thank you. That's fine.
Tiggerish says, I'm a bit surprised American meats are exported, given customs and all that. No, American beef is like fairly popular in Korea as a cheaper alternative, let's be honest, to Hanu, which is very pricey. I think making a burger with Hanu is a little bit of a waste. I'm not saying that American beef is rubbish or anything, but it's just so pricey that eating it like that, it doesn't seem appropriate. Australian beef is quite popular here as well. But if you want an authentic American burger, I'm guessing you've got to go American.
Well, you think about that too. I mean, Jessica talked about the fat ratio. You know, you can rib on Americans for eating fatty foods, but it's that fat that holds that ground beef together. Right. If it's too if it doesn't have that, it can fall apart or dry out. You know what I mean? It's got to hold the moisture. So there's a little bit of science behind it.
Oh, this was amazing, Mark. Yeah. Let's do burgers every week. Thank you so much for scoffing down three burgers in a short space of time for the program. We'll see you again next Tuesday.
It really was my pleasure. I'll see you then.
What's Up in Jeju is supported by the JDC, which is creating a free international city that resembles nature, embraces the future, and reaches the world. I'm Mark Wilson Che, with writer Choi Jung-yun. This is Arirang Radio.